Welcome to Plainwell. This is a community just full of historic stories and memories. We've so much to tell you, you might want to pause the CD and find a place to park. Here's Sandy Stamm, John Paul, and Ed Goodsell with stories to share with you.
Plainwell, formerly The Junction, was established as a village in 1869. It came into existence primarily because of the Plank Toll Road, which was constructed between Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, 1852 to 1855. Known as the Island City, is completely surrounded by water due to the early excavation, 1856, of a mill race that was used to generate water power for the operation of the early mills and factories. Plainwell's Memorial Fountain, its most recognizable landmark, was built in 1907 in memory of George Soule, a prominent local citizen. After the original fountain was destroyed by an auto accident in 1953, it was rebuilt in 1970 in a much simpler form. In 1934, Plainwell became a fifth-class city. This is its present classification.
I shudder when I think of all that wonderful wood being used to make a pavement all the way from Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids and then from Otsego to Allegan, but it was the answer to our road problem. In those early days, the plank road agitation started around 1850, about the time the pioneers here were growing more produce than they actually needed to live on, and they had things to sell. But you couldn't take heavy loads over the old dirt roads because of the sand and the conditions on the road, or mud in the wrong season. So they came up with this idea of a paved road with planks, which we had a lot of. The road actually got into operation in 1852, which was a marvel, because ordinarily to fix a road, macadamize it and whatnot, would take about 6 to 7 years, about like our highway department today. But they got that whole blooming road up in a little over a year. And it was a wonder at first. There would be a toll gate at the entrance, one in Otsego, one in Allegan. And on the big one, going from Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids, about every 6 miles would be a toll gate. Of course, the stagecoaches all wanted to travel the plank roads, and they did, and they would charge extra on the toll. People liked it at first. It was nice and smooth. It was a real good road. The only trouble was it was a private corporation. These were like the toll roads today. But there wasn't enough money coming in to maintain the road sufficiently. So the planks began to rot, and for some strange reason, they never nailed the planks down. They had stringers under the road for spacers and whatnot, and in due time, one of those planks might break or might rot. Walnut and oak both rot fairly easily in the mud. But the road became quite rough. Mark Twain came to Allegan to give a lecture one time, and it was in the latter days of the toll road. The toll road actually lasted until 1862, when it just got so bad and people refused absolutely to pay any toll. Well, Mark came in, and someone asked him how his trip was, and he said, well, it was all right until he got on that road from Otsego to Allegan, and some fool had thrown a lot of planks on it, and it was mighty rough.
I have an idea that people who live in Plainwell might recall when the elephants got loose. The railroad station was on the east edge of town, and a circus came into town, and they unloaded the animals and took them, or intended to take all of them, to the fairgrounds, which was on the west edge of town. And the elephants balked. They didn't want to cross a bridge, cross the river. And it was suggested that they swim them across, and it became more confusing, and the elephants stampeded. I don't know how many elephants. They mentioned two in particular. And one of the elephants traveled north of town a little ways onto a farm, and a farmer was working in his fields, and he discovered that there was an elephant in the field with him. And so he took the team and the piece of farm equipment and went into town, and the elephant followed him into town. So that solved that problem. But one of the other elephants went into the business section and went into a building and caused a lot of confusion. Then he went into an adjoining building that was under construction and fell through the floor. And there, the elephant in the basement. So they got railroad ties and built up a ramp of sorts and managed to get the elephant out. And I'm sure that was discussed for many, many years, and it's still being discussed, really. I believe it was on the west side of South Main Street.
Our town is on the historic register, the National Historic Register, so most of the older homes in town are historically correct as far as the styles, the Italianite and all the different styles, and most of them very beautiful. They belong to the very rich of the people that founded Plainwell. So I would say West Bridge Street, East Bridge Street, some of the older homes on Main Street, Hick Street, they were nice old homes. And then they might want to look at the building that Ed told you about where the elephant fell through. It's on the corner of Main and West Bridge. It's where the Campbell's drugstore is now.
As you have heard, there's lots of memories and a rich history here, from plank roads to elephants. Take a walk around a shop and find a bite to eat. This is also a junction point for the North Tour Route and South Tour Route CDs. So if you're continuing on to Otsego, you'll need to change to the South Tour Route CD.